there, friend, are you ready for 3 weeks really diving into your identity in Christ? You're in the right place then. This is the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie, and I have my very lovely friend, Genevieve, taking over the podcast for the next 3 weeks. All the links are in the show notes to connect with her and get to know her and listen to her podcast. She is all about rooting ourselves in Christ and our identity in Him. So enjoy this special three-part series with the lovely Genevieve. Hey, Genevieve, welcome to the podcast. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name is Genevieve. I am a mom of four. I am a pastor's wife here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I also make faith-based jewelry. I am super passionate about women seeking their identity in Jesus because it is one of my biggest struggles. I love anything to do with the outdoors, love to be in the mountains. That's where my soul is replenished and when I feel so close to God. I love coffee. I'm actually also a barista.
Yes.
So my coffee addiction is super high right now. But I work for a church, so I get to talk to people and be that light and also give them coffee, and I feel like coffee breaks down those barriers. And so It's kind of like a ministry, which is super, super fun.
That's so cool. Yes, I'm so excited you're here, and we're going to have a three-part series with you, which is super, super exciting, and it's something new that I'm doing, and it's going to be focused on one of the things you're passionate about talking about, which is your identity in Christ. And this is week one. We're going to talk about the woman at the well. So can you kind of set the stage for us with this Bible story and then share with
Definitely.
Us, how was her identity changed? Can you share about that?
Definitely. So the woman at the well, she was a Samaritan woman. She had a reputation. The story can be found in John 4:4-26. So she had a reputation. She was a Samaritan woman. And back then, Samaritans were seen as less than. And the Jewish people would not really congregate with them. They would go on the other side of the road. They just saw them as vile and just not worthy of anything. So Jesus approaches this woman at the well. She's there at noon. And the thing is, Jesus he wasn't even in Samaria. He walked to Samaria and he met this woman there, and she went there at noon because she didn't want to be seen. She didn't want to deal with the crowd. And I'm sure she just had this guilt and this shame, I think, that so many of us carry. So she is at the well. Jesus approaches her, and he asks her for a drink. And she does not know who this man is, and she's freaking out. She's like, who are you to even talk to me? Do you know who I am? I'm a Samaritan woman. Because she probably didn't even see who she was. She was probably so used to the guilt and shame that she carried with her daily. So Jesus, again, he's just talking to her. And she says, you don't even have a bucket. You don't have anything to get the water out of. And so she's just kind of like, she has her walls up. And Jesus is talking to her, and he's saying, if you only knew the kind of water I'm offering you, the living water, the water that will never leave you empty. It'll never run dry. And this woman's like, what are you talking about? He's telling her kind of like that we find fulfillment in him. And she's really not getting it. I think again, she still has her walls up. And so he goes on and she says, well, where can I get this water? And what she's thinking in her mind is the way that I see this is that she's saying, oh, I don't have to go back to this well anymore. Great. I don't have to deal with the rude comments people make at me. I don't have to deal with the stares. Great. Sign me up. And Jesus then calls her out, and he's like, hey, go tell your husband. And she's like, I don't have a husband. And he says, that's right. You have five husbands, and the man you're living with is not your husband. And Jesus, he He points out her sin, but he doesn't shame her. And I think that's so beautiful, because I feel like there's so many women out there who are just living in shame and guilt, and they carry their past around. Either they have a promiscuous past, like myself, or they wear the shame of their past mistakes. Maybe they did something that they're just not really proud of, and they keep on carrying that baggage with them. And Jesus, and she's just like, you're right. And she says, and she then goes on and says, like, who are you? And Jesus reveals himself to her, reveals that he's the Messiah, the one that they had been waiting for. Jesus revealed himself to a woman that no one saw as worthy, but he saw her worthy. He saw her as priceless. He saw her as his child. And I think that's such a beautiful representation of how Jesus sees us. And this world can tell us, like, oh, you're not a good mom unless you do XYZ, unless you go organic food completely. I'm not one of those moms. My kids eat McDonald's quite a lot. Sometimes we have cereal for dinner. You know, I'm not perfect. And then this world tells us that we have to fit into this certain mold in order to be accepted. And Jesus is completely breaking that. He wants to offer us freedom. He wants to offer this woman freedom. And she runs. She runs to the town. And she says, let me tell you about a man who knew everything about me, knew every sin that I committed. And this started this stir. And this crowd was like, who are you talking about? And she's like, Jesus, the Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for. And because of her testimony, because of the fact that this woman was seen as unworthy, she was changed. She's like, oh my gosh, someone does care about me. Oh my gosh, I'm not my past. Oh my gosh, I'm not my sin. And Jesus changed her. She had an encounter with him. And people aren't changed by people. People are changed by Jesus. And Jesus offers us that freedom, and it's up to us to take it.
Amen.
And so I just love that story. It's such a beautiful story.
It's such an applicable story for us today and always. That is so beautiful,
absolutely.
Genevieve. I just like love
you.
Everything
it's
you've shared.
Him.
Yes, it is. It really is.
I prayed like before I got on this call, and I was like, God, just speak to me or speak through me and speak to that woman who needs to know of your love. And so I pray that resonated with some woman, because I know that women out there are just so full of shame, and they carry it, but then they try to hide it because they don't want to talk about what's really going on inside. They don't want to talk about the depression and the anxiety that they feel on the daily, or that new mom who feels so guilty because she can't breastfeed her child. Shame is not from God. Shame is from the enemy. And he wants to bind us in that shame.
Yes, he wants to set us free. It's so true. Like he did with the Samaritan woman. He sees all of us, and he knows that our true identity is in him. It's not what we've done. Mm-hmm. It's not our past. It's who he's calling us to be now. And we can stand up and follow him now. We can stand up and follow him today. So thank you so much for sharing.
Of course.
I cannot wait. Next week, you will be coming back to share more about our identity in Christ, and we're excited to talk with you more then.
I'm so excited.
Thanks for listening to Mom's Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail, and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.